Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and this is your host, Jackie Perry, out of Jacksonville, Florida, with J. Perry & Associates. J. Perry & Associates is a management consulting firm based in Jacksonville, and we are just so happy to have with us this morning our special guest, Ms. Stacy Banks Houston. So Stacy is an entrepreneur, coach, author, speaker, and executive director of the Tampa Women Business Center. And as women, we are always interested in topics and information concerning the growth of women in business. And so we are just so very happy to have Stacy with us today. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be on this morning. Thank you.
Well, we are so delighted to have you, and I know our listening audience who are all over the country will be very excited to hear a well-rounded woman, a woman who's a trailblazer in her own right. So we're going to go ahead and dive right in. I'd like to go ahead and give our audience a just very short introduction about Stacy, and we're going to have her share a little bit more about herself when I conclude. But Stacy has experience in the industry, as I mentioned, as an entrepreneur, an author, speaker, trainer, and business consultant and coach. She won the 2010 SBA Minority Small Business Champion Award, and she previously worked as director of the, if I'm saying this correctly, Stacy, you can correct me, Cuyahoga?
Cuyahoga, yes.
Okay, County Small Business Development Center in Ohio, and was recently appointed director of the Helen Gordon Davis Women's Business Center in Tampa, Florida. So once again, Stacy, we are just so very glad to have you, someone with your background, deeply rooted in entrepreneurship, and we know that we're going to have just a wonderful 30 minutes with you today.
Thank you.
Take a few minutes, though, and tell us a bit about yourself and the entrepreneurial journey that you've been on.
Sure. Thank you again, Jackie, for the opportunity. And always excited to talk about entrepreneurship and talk about women in entrepreneurship. So as you said, I am new to Tampa, so glad to be in the sunshine and away from the snow.
Oh, yeah.
So very excited, just on that note. But relocated here in November when the center opened, and I'll talk a little bit more about the Women's Business Center. But just always have been very passionate about entrepreneurship. I'll say that I've probably got that from my dad. He worked in corporate America but has always had an entrepreneurial spirit, so I kind of watched him and have done, dibbled and dabbled in a lot of different businesses, even as a child. And I look back and think about when I was probably, maybe about 6 or 7, and children were having lemonade stands. I started with selling seashells. And we used to have seashells in our backyard, and I would clean those off and paint them and sell them. So trying to find something, I guess, unique that wasn't the typical lemonade stand. And so I always say that's my first business. But throughout those years, even as a teen, started a business, and that kind of carried over into my adulthood. And so my dad and I started a women's accessory store right after I graduated from college. And then later I relocated actually to Atlanta, started working on my master's there, my MBA, and then moved back to Cleveland. And my dad and I started another business, shared office space. So where we rented out space to mostly entrepreneurs and provided support, business support services. So that business lasted for 20 years, actually just closed it when I relocated to the Tampa area. And while that was growing, I also started a small business consulting and training firm. So during that time, I worked for the Small Business Development Center, as you mentioned, Cuyahoga County, director there for 6 years. So I also had an event planning business. So entrepreneurship has been my life and truly my passion, and even the jobs, careers that I've had have been focused around entrepreneurship. So just very passionate about it, and love that I can come here and share that passion in Tampa. Hello? Hello?
Hey, can you still hear me?
Cannot hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tracy.
Okay.
I'm not sure how
there
much you heard. I
did not hear any of it.
Okay, so you mentioned that you started a business as a teen through college, mm-hmm. and definitely in your adult years, and so mm-hmm. You've embraced entrepreneurship. I wanted to ask you, why are women so important, and why is it important that we as females get interested in starting and growing our own businesses?
Mm-hmm. You know, I like I said, very passionate about entrepreneurship and specifically for women. Even a few years back, I started a entrepreneurship workshop for young girls. It was ages 13 to 17, just so they can explore a different option for, their career path. And I really like working with youth because they're fearless. And I've been working with them on the college level as I have, they'll come up with an idea and just know that that idea is going to work. And that part I love about them. Sometimes, of course, you have mm-hmm. to reel them back in to reality, of course, and discuss, the research and some of the challenges you have. But I just feel that as women, we're multitaskers. We're very passionate people. We are creative. We are flexible. We're in control. We are great networkers. And so we're really concerned about or focused on developing relationships. And that's a good thing. I think that's a part of, a main part of starting and growing businesses. So we have all those characteristics, and that's, you know, what we need to start businesses. I will say, though, on the flip side, us being the multitaskers that we are, we try to do it all instead of asking for help or hiring people to help us. So this, you know, in a sense, limits our vision. So I would say, mm-hmm. you know, with all those great characteristics that we have, just start off by planning and playing the role of being the boss instead of being everybody, everything to everybody, mm-hmm. which that's what we do in our normal lives. That's just who we are.
Right, right. Oh, no, that's great. So it sounds like some of those qualities and characteristics that can certainly work well for us could certainly hinder mm-hmm. us, too, if we
exactly.
don't pay
exactly.
attention to those. So, no,
right,
that's great.
Right.
That's great. Well, you are currently the director of the Women's Business Center there in
mm-hmm.
Tampa, and I think
mm-hmm.
You've been in that role about 6 months now. So
mm-hmm.
tell us a little bit about your role there, and I'll also be interested to know if it was a just a easy transition from, you know, your role as an entrepreneur coming into a kind of, I guess, social entrepreneurship role, or
mm-hmm.
did you find it otherwise?
So my role there at the center is, let's talk a little bit about what we do. Provide one-on-one individual confidential business counseling. So any, even though it's the Women's Business Center, we are open to men. I do have probably about 3 to 5 male clients, but our focus is on women because of the different needs and challenges that we have and we face as women. So individual one-on-one counseling for those that are have an idea, that are looking to start a business, or existing business owners. So what kind of we'll meet you where you're at in your business life cycle. And then we also provide workshops, small business workshops, from anything from how to deal with stress on the job and life balance
mm-hmm.
to marketing, business planning, financials, anything, of course, that is small business entrepreneurship related. And so the workshops, some of them are free, some of them are minimal charge for. The counseling is free and it's ongoing. So I've met
mm-hmm.
clients that started, you know, right in November when we opened, and they have, you know, taken off and have grown already, like leaps and bounds. And then there are other
mm-hmm.
clients that want to meet or have to meet every week, and you know, that's fine. Some of us need that hand-holding or need to, someone to hold us accountable. So,
mm-hmm.
again, we just kind of meet the client where we're at, where they're at, you know, in their life cycle. So for right now, it's myself. I do the business counseling, and I have a program coordinator who schedules the appointments and organizes the workshops.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's great. So any of our NABWIC members who are out there, or any of our guests in the listening audience, then, if they have questions, specific challenges, or maybe they're in need of business counseling or business coaching, so they could come to the Tampa Women's Business Center. Is there a fee, or is this something that's, again, open to the public?
It is open to the public. There is no fee for the counseling. We do recommend that you attend, which is a webinar, our orientation and business counseling webinar that just talks a little bit about the center and then the process that we go through with the counseling. And we cover 6 counties in the Tampa Bay area. So if you are located in Hillsborough, Polk, Pinellas, Pasco, Manatee, and I think that is it. any of those counties, then we can definitely meet with you And you do not necessarily have to doesn't necessarily have to come into the center. I think as we talked earlier, Jackie, Tampa is so spread out, so we can kind of meet you. I've met clients out in Panera.
Mm-hmm.
So we will
mm-hmm.
we'll come to you too.
Well, that is great to have that kind of flexibility. So really there's no excuse for us women. If
Absolutely.
We need help, like Stacey
Absolutely.
Said, you don't have to go it alone. There's help out there, and they've got a number of locations that they can assist you. Well, we're going to come right back with a little bit more talking to Stacey Banks Houston. We're going to break for just a little brief commercial. We'll check to see if there are any questions out there, and we'll be back with our special guest.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Okay. Sounds like we had two commercials going there at one time. But we are back, and we are talking to our special guest, Stacey Banks Houston with the Tampa Women's Business Center. So welcome back, Stacey.
Thank you.
Well, we've been having a great conversation, talked a little bit about your background, talked a little bit about the Women's Business Center, the role that it plays in the lives of women. Let's switch our attention a little bit more personally to you and just talk about your journey again as an entrepreneur. I think some of our listeners would be interested to know, Stacey, as you've embraced again entrepreneurship and you've done a number of businesses, what has been your greatest challenge that you face so far as a business owner?
Mm-hmm. I would probably say my greatest challenge has been to learn how to continually reinvent myself and my brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I am an avid believer that everybody needs a business plan. It's your roadmap, and you don't just need it for funding, but you need it to give you direction as to which way the business is going to grow. So, my challenge, like I said, has been, trying to learn how to reinvent myself because times change, your customer needs change, so you have to be ready for that change. And if you are not flexible or not open or don't have a plan, then it's very difficult to, hit the ground running when that happens. So
mm-hmm.
I've learned how to, over the years and still learning, how to just continuing to reinvent myself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And reinventing yourself, I imagine for some women that may not necessarily be the easiest thing to do, depending
mm-hmm.
on how flexible we are, how we embrace
right.
change and
right.
that kind of thing. Tell us, what do you think, and I imagine in order to, or at least to recognize the need to reinvent yourself, we probably are looking into the marketplace and we're seeing that there are some market conditions that are changing,
yes.
and it means that, again, we may need to change too. So are there certain signs that we ought to watch for that says, hey, well, maybe we might need to think about a different strategy, or is there anything you can tell our listening audience, things that they ought to be maybe watching for?
You know, I would say always continue to do your research, because that's how you kind of prepare yourself as to, you know, the direction of the way the market is changing and what, again, the customer's needs are and what the trends are. So, you know, just continue to stay on top of what's happening in your industry. Research, you know, all the way around. And also take a look at your competition. Sometimes we don't want to look, at our competitors and see what they're doing. And, you know, and I teach in a lot of my workshops, you know, knowing your competitors is a good thing, too, because you may not be able to, or you may have the opportunity to, you know, collaborate with your competitors or offer up referrals to your competitors, or, you know, so that's, you know, that's a good thing. There may be a job that comes along that you need your competitor. You know, just be open to that, and it's not just a bad thing that, oh, they're competing and they're doing the same thing that I'm doing. You know, I think there's one thing we get trapped into is, you know, this is my idea and nobody else, you know, has this idea, and that's totally not the case. Everything has been reinvented. You know, we need to be flexible and be open to that.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned a very good thing in terms of staying abreast of the competition. I think about the fact that in sports and some other arenas, people do. They take the time to really study their competition they, again, can learn techniques and ways to get better. Stacey, hold on a second. I think we may have been disconnected. On one side, but one of the other things I'm going to ask you to talk about is that Center for Construction. We get back?
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Stacey. We are now reconnected, and I apologize to our listening audience. But we were just talking about competition and the importance of staying abreast of your competition, and also ways to leverage your competition in terms of looking for opportunities to do business together. I think that was really, really great. Before we end, we only have 6 minutes on the air. Challenges for women are great, particularly in the construction area, Stacey. Mm-hmm. And I know you've worked with a number of women, some in and out of construction, but tell us a little bit about some things that would help women in construction. And I also, we were talking a little bit earlier about some resources that might be coming available that could actually help women who are thinking about entering the construction trade. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. You know, I would probably say a couple things that I see for just women in general is being underfunded and, you know, opening up businesses or, you know, even existing business owners and just not having enough funding. And, I'm going to revert back to the business plan and, you know, not planning for certain things that may happen in the business. So, and then as women, we have to be a little creative in obtaining funding. So, and that's some things that we talk about through the counseling sessions at the Women's Business Center on different types of funding options. And then I'd probably say, you know, specifically to in the construction arena, and I've, you know, worked with quite a few women that were in construction or trying to get into the field is them, you know, just having lack of access to contracts and or given, you know, smaller contracts and having to continually, you know, improve themselves. So I think, you know, it's so important. I'm so glad, you know, that this organization exists and, you know, can help, you know, those women to access and learn how to access and what's out there, you know, in that field. The Women's Business Center, well, let me back a second, because the Women's Business Center is hosted at the Center for Women, which was started back in the 1970s by founder Helen Gordon Davis, and she was the first state legislator, legislator in Florida, and she was really about helping women that were back in that time who were going through divorce and transition and trying to find jobs. And so she opened the center and started employment services and health and wellness program. Those are all the programs that we have at the Center for Women, Center for Girls, as well as the Women's Business Center. And then a program called SHIP, which is Senior Housing Improvement Program. And so the Center for Women was just recently awarded a $100,000 grant to teach women in Hillsborough County the fundamentals of construction. So we are very excited about this. This call was actually perfect timing because we just released the press release about this. But there will be an orientation, and you can check the information out on our website, which is thecenter.org. CENTRE.org, but there will be classes including drywall repair, painting, and also different workshops and resources on finding employment and operating your own business, and that's where the Women's Business Center will come into play. So we're very excited about this. And orientation, I believe, starts June 30th. There's a few dates, and then the classes will be on Tuesday and Thursday evenings as well as Saturday morning. So excited about this. It's called Women Building Futures.
Women Building Futures. And this will be for any woman who's interested in getting into the construction arena.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. That is huge. No, that is great. Thank you for sharing that with us because during the commercial, which didn't play very well, one of the things that we mentioned is that NADWIC intent is to always go into high schools and colleges to encourage our young Black girls, especially, and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest in the programs that are offered. So just to know that right in our Tampa backyard, we've got this center that's coming up that's going to teach women the fundamentals of construction is great news. So thank you
for sharing.
We're getting more information. And before we leave, Stacey, because we only have about a minute left on the show, I'm going to ask you to, number one, repeat the date that you provided for that opening for the construction center. And also, give us any last words that you'd like to leave with our listening audience.
Sure. So the dates of the orientation will be offered June 30th, July 7th, and July 14th from 6 to 7. And you can schedule an appointment. Let's see, the phone number is 813-232-3200. So that's 813-232-3200, extension 233. And, of course, they can give you more information, but the dates, again, June 30th, July 7th, July 14th, from 6 to 7. So, again, we're really excited about that because the Women's Business Center will definitely play a role in encouraging women to go into business, start their own business in construction. And then I guess my last, you know, words would be, and I always say this, so this, in my book, is to push your passion. That's kind of my mantra. You know, whatever you dream about or have an idea, you know, just go ahead and push your passion you know, ask for help. There's tons of resources out here. And what I like about the Women's Business Center, because there are, again, so many different resources that are definitely needed, is we as women, we like to talk. And so usually during our couch, our initial session, I call it my couch session, because that's really where we talk about, you know, some of the things outside of business that may be challenges or, you know, some women are still working, and so I need to know those things before I say, well, this is what you need to do, you know, to start the business. So we want to make sure that, you know, we face some of those other challenges or barriers first. So,
yeah, thank you so much, Stacey. I'm sorry. We ran out of time. We were having so much fun.
No,
I wish we could continue.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you so much.
Back on the show again to talk some more. But we want to thank everybody for listening in today. And we want to thank you, Stacey, for joining us and providing us with that wealth of information. And I'm sure our listening audience will be in touch with you soon, especially those in the Tampa area. So thank you once again.
Great.
You can listen to the
thank you
every Wednesday for more of Blog Talk Radio with Nambit.